What a better time to talk about what's happening at the Detroit Opera than today. We have Patty Isaacson-Sabe, president and CEO at the Detroit Opera, joining us right now. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
I understand there's a great piece called Breaking the Waves. It opened last weekend, and there's some more shows this weekend. Let's start there.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Yes, it opened last Saturday, and audiences said they were absolutely floored. This is a new piece by the first time you'll see a female composer represented on the main stage at Detroit Opera. Missy Mazzoli's score features electric guitar along with traditional orchestra. It's a powerful, powerful story with mature themes that are about power and control, but ultimately about faith and love and belief. And we have two more performances, Friday night and Sunday afternoon.
You know, I told my dad 40 years ago, when you get an electric guitar in an opera, then I'll listen to opera. Somewhere he's smiling now. I lost my last excuse. Oh. No, this is awesome. It kind of breaks down the barriers, doesn't it?
It does. And she really speaks to issues that are confronting us all today, but the power and the beauty of the sets and the music and the incredible singing really bring you along on the journey.
Patty, the cunning little vixen. You got me at the title.
If you read down, it's suitable for family.
I know.
Because the title sounds a little naughty, yeah. Lloyd.
Well, it actually is about a very clever fox who tries to outwit her captors. It's a modern fable with a glorious score by Janáček. It's our own artistic director, Yuval Sharon, directing this production. And it features these really cinematic projections that transform the singers into forest creatures. And there are these hand-crafted animations that bring up the fable's comic strip origins, and the singers' heads pop out of cutouts in the sets. It's really imaginative, beautiful. You can bring the family to this one.
Yeah, Patty, as I said, it said suitable for families here, and I thought, okay, well, I have a young, young daughter, maybe not for her yet, but the opera's for kids too?
It is. Absolutely. Six and up will love this. This is so playful and witty and visually stunning, along with the incredibly beautiful music. And it's 90 minutes long, so it's 90 including intermission, or not including, sorry, it's 90 minutes long, so it's definitely handleable by a wide range of audience.
And then in terms of the rest of the calendar, for those that are looking for a more traditional classic opera, we have selections from Verdi, Handel, Mozart.
Starting in the fall.
Thank you.
Right.
Starting in our new season, yeah, we'll open with a very elegant La Traviata in October and follow it up in February with Handel's Rinaldo, which was his most popular opera at his time. We have a very exciting brand new production of Mozart's Così fan tutte that's directed by our artistic director, Yuval Sharon. And what you'll find in this is a modern take on an old tale. He will actually be bringing artificial intelligence onto the stage as a futuristic take on the themes of this opera.
How do you do that?
Wait till you see and hear.
Is Siri or Alexa going to sing to us?
I think you might see a robot or two.
Okay.
And then we will close the season featuring an opera by a composer writing today, Anthony Davis, who was premiered on our stage several seasons ago with his production of Malcolm X. And he brings back to us Central Park 5, which is a story that won the Pulitzer Prize for him and which will feature a built-out orchestration so that we can produce this opera on our main stage. And we're really looking forward to continuing this relationship with a composer who writes so differently and imaginatively for orchestra and voice and features a powerful story of our time.
I'm looking at the dance too, Patty. A lot of the Mark Morris dance group. But I really want to take my granddaughters. I have some granddaughters who are really into dance and stuff, and they would love to see Alvin Ailey, the Alvin Ailey Dance Theater.
Isn't it great that they're back?
Yes.
Yeah, we have six companies. Mark Morris. We have Les Ballets Trocadero de Monte Carlo coming in November. Complexions is celebrating their 30th anniversary. We're presenting that. A co-present with Music Hall. We have Twyla Tharp coming back. And then, yes, Alvin Ailey. And we close with Mandolin Ballet Biarritz. So it's a really large season of world-renowned dance companies.
Patty, I can hear the passion in your voice for these dances, for these operas, for everything. You certainly sell it really well. We're going to have to get over to the Detroit Opera. There's still shows through May, or you could look into the new season starting next fall. Thank you for joining us, Patty Isaacson-Sabe, President and CEO at Detroit Opera.
Thank you so much for having me.
I got to get over there. I've never been over there.
Well, and you know what? I was teasing about my dad. My dad gave me a great appreciation for opera, but the dance that's there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've never really accessed it before, the way they perform it, and in that theater, because it's so massive,
yes,
the staging of it, it's just a visual feast, and it's they do such a great job, and we're so lucky. Just when you think of all the theaters that we have.
That's what I was thinking when she was talking. What makes a city great is these art, any kind of art that you can go experience, and there's so much here in Detroit.
Yeah, I think we used to have, like on a geographically, more theater density than any city outside of New York. I think we've lost that. Second title.
Come a long way from the kung fu movies at the Fox.
Yes. Even though those were fine days. But the, and the other big event that's coming up this weekend that we're all going to be watching is the Masters. But we're going to have to, for those of us that are waiting for it to tee off at 8, we're going to have to wait a couple hours.
I know. We were about to start streaming on our phone, Guy, but we can't because the first round will begin at 10:30 off the number one tee. This is an updated time because of weather. Those patrons who've been waiting to get in there, they can get in at 9:30. So at least they're going to play today. There was this concern that the weather would be too bad, too soggy, whatever. But no, they're going to play. It's just a little delayed. I can't wait to see Tiger.
And well, I always love to see the ceremonial tee shot, which is going to be Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson. And it'll be great to see the Masters of yesteryear as well. When we come back, the headlines of the day, including the latest on inflation and some interesting poll numbers.